Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm joined by Georgie.
Hi Feifei, how are things?
Not too bad, thank you, Georgie. How about you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. So, in this programme, we're looking at an idiom that reminds me of babies, and that's throwing your toys out of the pram, or throwing your toys out the pram. Feifei, I thought it might be useful to explain the literal meaning of this first.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. Well, a pram is something that you put a baby in. It has four wheels and you push it. And it is also known as a pushchair. Now, imagine a baby is crying. He or she is really upset and they're throwing their toys out of the pram.
Okay, now if you use the idiom to describe an adult who is throwing their toys out of the pram, it means they are acting in a very childish or dramatic way, especially when they don't get what they want.
Yes, for example, yesterday we saw a child in the supermarket literally throwing his toys out of the pram. But when we use throwing your toys out of the pram to describe an adult, we don't mean that they're literally throwing the toys out of their pram. We mean that they're acting in a very dramatic way. Let's hear some more examples from our colleagues.
I worked with an actor last week, and during lunchtime, we found out that there weren't any ham sandwiches. He threw his toys out of the pram and refused to work with us anymore.
Oh, there's some mistakes in Sally's work again, but there's no way I'm telling her. Last time, she just threw her toys out the pram and stormed off and started shouting at everyone.
Well, that's the last time I play him at tennis. He disagreed with the umpire and just totally threw his toys out of the pram, smashed his racket on the floor and just walked off.
The idiom is mostly used to describe someone else's behaviour and is pretty much always quite negative and critical.
Yes, and it's mostly used in British English because pram is a British English word. So if you're in the UK and someone says you're throwing your toys out of the pram, it might be a good idea to take a step back and reconsider your reaction.
Good advice, Georgie. OK, let's recap. We've learned that throw your toys out of the pram means you react in a childish or overly dramatic way when things don't happen the way you want them to.
Remember to check out our website, bbclearningenglish.com, for more resources to help you improve your English. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Learning English Stories. Did you know we have a BBC Learning English email newsletter? Subscribe for our latest lessons, worksheets and quizzes, and weekly tips to help you study. Just search BBC Learning English newsletter or follow the link in the notes for this programme.
Hey, sorry, dass wir hier gerade deinen Podcast unterbrechen. Wir wollten uns nur mal ganz kurz vorstellen.
Wir sind Jamin und Tim vom Podcast Eine Meine, Deine Meinung. Jede Woche diskutieren wir über ein Thema, das uns alle gerade bewegt.
Das Besondere ist aber, wir losen vorher aus, wer dafür und wer dagegen sein muss, um aus der eigenen Meinungsblase rauszukommen. Also zum Beispiel, ist Werbung für einen Podcast in einem anderen Podcast wirklich sinnvoll? Wir haben ausgelost, Tim ist dagegen.
Werbung nervt. Vor allem, wenn du gerade mitten in einem spannenden oder lustigen Podcast steckst, das killt einfach den Flow.
Ich bin dafür. Wenn die Werbung gut gemacht ist und zu dir passt, dann könnte es genau das sein, was du suchst. Und dann entdeckst du vielleicht einen Lieblingspodcast mehr und schon hat sich's gelohnt. Wie erfährst du auch sonst von einem neuen Podcast?
Ja, aber sind wir das, was du suchst?
Wenn du Bock hast, deine eigene Meinung mal herauszufordern, dann hör rein bei Eine Meine, Deine Meinung.
Kurz EMDM.